welcome to St. Columba's for our service of morning prayer, and this the second Sunday after the Epiphany. We welcome visitors in particular, and thank you for being with us. Following the service, there will be refreshments at the West End, and today they are kindly being hosted by the Railway and Model Club. I do hope that you can all wait behind to catch up one with another as we come together to share fellowship with each other. Our service begins on page 101.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please stand. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
I waited patiently for thy Lord. Inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me out of the roaring pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet and fear, and put that trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not turn to the crowd that follow the lie. Great are the wonders you have done, O Lord, my God.
Epiphany means manifestation. In this Epiphany season, our readings are showing the ways God has revealed himself. For us, Isaiah's poem has come true in a way he could scarcely have imagined. And he anticipates the appearance of God within one who is destined before his birth to be the bearer of salvation into all the world. The Old Testament is from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 1 to 7. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you people from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he held me away. He hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, on whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength in nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and the reward with my God." And now the Lord says, "Who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him? For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and this Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nations, and slave of rulers, kings shall see and stand up, princes as they shall prostrate against them, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you."
Baptist is given an epiphany of who Jesus really is and declares his own task to be revealing Jesus. So he directs others to follow Jesus, and some men begin to recognize the Messiah. The New Testament is from John chapter 1, beginning at verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, Look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, What are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas, which translated is Peter. This is the word of the Lord.